I'm so happy you want to learn about managing healthy blood sugar levels and that you want to learn about the three nutrients that are associated with healthy blood sugar levels. They are magnesium, chromium, and vitamin D. I'm also going to talk to you about a functional food that has been shown to help promote healthy blood sugar levels. So let's start with the first nutrient. Welcome back. Thank you for rejoining me. Magnesium is a mineral that is vital for human nutrition because it's used in over 300 different chemical reactions in the body. As far as healthy blood sugar management, magnesium can help make cells more sensitive to insulin. We talked about insulin resistance in a previous episode. So what this does, magnesium reduces insulin resistance. I want you to get your magnesium from food. And to do that, you can focus on including magnesium-rich foods in your diet, like spinach, pumpkin seeds, almonds, beans, avocado, figs, and also plain unflavored yogurt and kefir. Did you know that inadequate intake of chromium has been linked to the development of glucose intolerance? Glucose intolerance is a condition seen in type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. And we know people are glucose intolerant when their fasting blood sugar levels are high. So what are you going to do to get more chromium into your diet? Well, instead of a supplement, you should think about including these foods: green beans, broccoli, garlic, basil, apples, grapes, and oranges. You've probably been hearing a lot about vitamin D recently and its role in supporting the immune system. But vitamin D is also important in managing healthy blood sugar levels. And since most people don't spend 15 or 20 minutes in midday sun getting vitamin D into their skin, they need to take a supplement. So talk to your dietitian or doctor about taking 2,000 international units of vitamin D3 a day. That is the equivalent of 50 micrograms. Have you been on the edge of your seat waiting for me to tell you which of the functional foods help minimize blood sugar spikes? Well, you don't have to wait any longer. It is apple cider vinegar. Study data indicates the ingestion of apple cider vinegar with meals reduces the amount of glucose in the blood afterwards. I think the very tastiest way to get apple cider vinegar into the diet is in the form of a vinaigrette that is then put onto a variety of leafy greens or chopped and sliced vegetables, like a marinated vegetable salad. In a study of diabetics, it was found that the ingestion of vinegar at bedtime reduced the next morning fasting glucose concentration in people with type 2 diabetes. So a person with type 2 diabetes might try this procedure. Mix 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in 8 ounces of water and just chug it down about an hour before going to bed. Now, if you are taking glucose-lowering drugs like metformin or insulin, you probably want to talk to a dietitian about doing this. But this is something, if you find that you have overnight high fasting blood glucose, it's worth giving it a try. Thank you for listening to this third and final episode on promoting healthy blood sugar levels. I welcome you back to future episodes. And I also welcome your questions and comments. You can send me a message through this app, or you can visit my Instagram account at @toeatright, my Twitter account at @NutriNancy, or my professional Facebook page at Teeter Consulting. Any way you want to reach out to me, I would love your questions and comments. Have a great day. Nourish your body the most healthful way possible, the majority of the time.